you get all kinds of relationships to offer, and yet none of them, singly or all of them together, combined, can really convey that thing that God has done. I mean, you get the body and head and body, you get bride and bridegroom, you get vine and branch, shepherd and sheep, you get brothers, you get all kinds of relationships as God sees through everything that we know to teach us something. And then the Holy Ghost comes, and beyond it all, he does something in us, which sweetens all the suggestions of the other relationships and makes them so much more wonderfully true to us. It's all so glorious that there's nothing on earth that can really portray. Some things come very close at suggesting ideals as well as ideas, teaching us to know by everything that's natural and right and proper and best, something of the wonder of his utmost love. But it's all entirely new when the Holy Ghost comes. Everything else pales into insignificance. Types and shadows and figures and parables, even though they came from the lips of the Lord Jesus, it's still true that the kingdom of God is not in word, not even in the spoken word of God. It's in power. It's so real. It's so tremendous. It's something that is a power work in each one of us, or else it's nothing. It's just a myth. It's just a noble idea, unless it's a power work within us. Because you and I are power. Basically, we're power. Yeah. I remember once somebody saying to me, "You don't know your power." I'd said something. I apparently had nearly slain this person. I didn't know this. But this person said, "You don't know your power." That's right. It's power. And everything else is a vehicle or medium of that power. And that's the wonderful part of it. It's all in power. Glory. Do you believe that? And unless we've got power to reach one another, power to attract or repel, to upbuild or cast down, to slay or make alive, we're just dead nothings. Yes. This works out on human levels. How much more on the divine? Amen. This is what defies the untaught mind. I mean, the mind that's not taught of the Spirit can't understand how God could be three persons in one, for instance. But I can. I hope you can. It's by the power of the Spirit you understand this. Nobody else can understand that. You see, it's all power in this glorious realm. Is that right? So that we understand the mystery of God and his Son. I'm not preaching, though I'm tempted to say sit down. I think I'll shut up. We'll pass on, shall we? Let's just continue in the presence of the Lord. But how precious it is, beloved, that he's one with us. We are one with him. Is that right? Not by sympathy, but by identity.